T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Let me bring in a leader.
Who?
From WIP, our football guy, Elliot Shore Parks. Hi, Elliot.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Elliot, 1 to 10 on the surprise meter, Doug getting the virus. How high up is that?
You know, it's hard to really be surprised about anything this year. It feels like every day something new, but I was shocked. I really was. I mean, Doug talked to the reporters last week. He's been in the NovaCare, I think, for almost 2 weeks now, and he said he felt safe. He called it his own bubble. He said the testing precautions, he felt really good about them. So, you know, I was definitely surprised when I found out.
And, Elliot, the protocols are extensive, and he follows them very carefully. That's what we understand. Is that correct?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and you know, it's not like he just reported last week. He's been in there a little longer. So,
yeah.
You know, I don't think he just showed up last week and got it or a few days ago. So the protocols, in theory, had been working for him, I guess, up until a few days ago.
All right, so this is what I'm trying to understand. All right, so he gets it. My connection immediately was with Lane Johnson because he had it a week ago. Do the players have any access at all right now in the early phase one of training camp of the NovaCare complex?
So certain players do, yes. Now, my understanding is Lane did not, because when he showed up, he tested positive. When the players reported last Tuesday, they came to the NovaCare, got tested, and left. They weren't going inside. Now, over the past weekend, players were allowed in there. You saw photos of Carson Wentz lifting. There was some on-the-field work. So certain players have been in there, but Lane, from my understanding, was not, because he tested positive initially.
All right. Now, we're told Press Taylor, game coordinator and quarterback's coach, is now being quarantined because he was close with the coach. The coach was in the NovaCare complex. Didn't he come into contact with lots of other people?
I would assume. I mean, he's the head coach. Now, obviously, him and Press are together much more because Doug's, you know, although he's the head coach, he's essentially the offensive coordinator. The passing game is his specialty. So I can see why him and Press were around each other. All I know is that they're going to send everybody home that they felt is at risk. Now, I'm sure Doug was in close contact with more than just Press, but maybe it wasn't for long stretches. And like I said, practice had not really started yet. So guys were lifting and such. But I think, obviously, by sending Press home, that's all they're worried about at this point.
All right, Elliot, you see what's going on with baseball, no bubble. And now
yeah.
You see it. And I think a very meticulous organization, a guy who's very careful, Doug Peterson, getting it. Is there any way football can pull this off without a bubble?
You know, I feel like every week I talk to you, I feel less and less optimistic about it happening. Obviously, with this happening with Doug, what I would say about baseball compared to football is I think it's really hard to compare the two sports. Obviously, football is more physical, but you also have 6 days in between games. The issue with baseball is when someone gets it, you know, you have to miss 2 or 3 days, that's 2 or 3 games. So I do believe that football will still happen. I think they'll power through. You're seeing them try to do it with baseball. And the NFL is a much better run organization and franchise, in my opinion, than baseball. So clearly it's not looking great, but I'm still remaining optimistic.
All right, and Gary and Melita are both out right now because they came into contact with Lane Johnson. I guess they were outside the facility with him. How did they come into contact with it? Well, you just described how they'd be careful not to do that. Do you have any idea how that happened?
Well, so I know that a lot of players like to work out at Lane's house. He has, like, a really nice setup there. I think he turned a barn into a gym. So I would assume that's where they came in contact with him. I would say the chances of it happening outside the NovaCare are probably pretty slim. I would think it was probably them meeting up outside of the NovaCare.
All right, regardless of what contact tracing shows, and Al, I think it'll show that my theory's correct.
Of course it will.
But let's just say, either way, Did it make sense that Lane Johnson held the summit in Dallas 3 weeks ago, Elliot? And isn't there something the team could have done to protect it, to not let it happen?
No, I mean, the team can't prevent these players from doing anything outside of the workplace. I mean, that's what the NFLPA is for. That's why they negotiated all these things before they showed up. Lane said in his statement that he tested negative after the summit, and that was 18 days ago, prior to when he reported to NovaCare. So in theory, according to what, you know, it seems like we know, he would have already tested positive had he caught it there. Was it a great idea to do? No, probably not. I think everybody right now is probably struggling on what you're supposed to do and what you're not supposed to do. But I don't think he got it there, no.
All right. How impacted will the Eagles be that it appears at least for the next couple of weeks, the best coach in this city, one of the best coaches we've had in recent time, Doug Peterson, will not be there on the premises? How much can that hurt them?
Yeah, I mean, he's one of the best coaches in the league, period. So, you know, it's definitely a blow. What I would say is, and obviously his health is number one. We don't know the long-term impacts of this. But football-wise, the timing is not terrible just because they can't really have true practices for another 10 days. The 12th is when they start to put on shells and helmets. Now, they can't have walkthroughs, and it's important Doug's there. He's the most important person in the building. So whenever he misses anything, it's a big deal. But I would imagine, even though he won't be at the walkthroughs, he'll be watching tape of them. He can still lead meetings. Deuce is going to step in a head coach type of role. So not ideal. I hope Doug feels better. But, you know, it could have been worse if he caught this a month from now or even 10 days from now when practices really got going.
All right. If people are just tuning in, Doug is asymptomatic. He has no indication.
Correct.
He just tested positive twice for the virus. One last thing, Elliot. It's connected to the virus, but not the Eagles. I think Bill Belichick is kidding around again. Al, I think he's found a new way to cheat. here are the numbers. We cracked the numbers down today, Elliot. 8 members of the New England Patriots have opted out because of the virus. No other team in the NFL has more than 3.
Yeah.
Are they tanking?
Yeah, I don't know. I know Belichick is a guy that is very competitive. I'd imagine his first year without Brady, he doesn't want to lose. That being said, the 2 things I would look for there is, one, I'm sure he knows and is probably somewhat informing his players that, you know, if they opt out this year, that guaranteed money gets moved into next season, whereas they risk losing it if they stay. So there's that possibility. But I'd also say that one of the things you hear when you talk to people to play for the Patriots is they, you know, they bend the rules, right? And that's no secret. So if I'm a player and I know I'm going into a year where there's already health precautions, am I worried about going into a facility that I'm not sure is going to put player safety first and instead might put figuring out ways to, you know, get extra practices in or extra practice time? Yeah, I would be worried about that. So I do think all these years of bending the rules are somewhat coming back to bite the Patriots now.
All right, we'll be monitoring very closely what happens with Doug over the next few days and weeks. And Elliot, we'll be leaning on you to get us all the latest information. I appreciate you coming on.
Yeah, no problem. Talk to you guys soon.
Elliot Shoparks. Now, ladies and gentlemen, a little turmoil within our show this morning. Hmm. Every time I'm trying to do this show, Billy King is pounding on me to play more Josh Harris. I know what it is about Harris here, Jordan. Joshua Harris, the owner of the Sixers, a lengthy conversation. Really, Serena was there. Serena Winters was there asking a question. But I think it was just to launch him into long speeches. Yeah. And Billy, all right, Billy, I'll give one to you. Here's another thing from Joshua Harris where he's talking about his anticipations for this season.
Yeah, my expectations are for a deep playoff run. We're really going to try hard to make that happen. The players are healthy. They're together. Brett and Ellen have done a great job getting them together. Everyone's focused and locked in. And everyone appreciates that the fans have been going through a lot and that they need to bring their best game.
Impressive, Al?
Well, boilerplate?
He said, no, he said everyone's locked in.
Well, yeah, they have to. They're in a bubble.
Yeah. Okay, hold on. They are locked in. But Shake was locked in. He had 19 minutes. He didn't score a point.
No.
He tried to fight.
I didn't really come here to talk about that today.
I'm sorry, Shake. I didn't mean anything by it, but seems to me he wasn't that locked in. You know what I'm saying? He was locked in on beating up the franchise player. Not a good idea.
I don't think it really helped when Embiid continued to bark at him during the inbounds play, thus leading to yet another turnover.
And that's
not a good leader.
That's where leaders should also pick the kid up.
Yeah.
You know, you already jumped him. Pick him up and say, okay, let's go. Let's get back to playing.
That's not, Embiid's not going
to
do
that. And that's where this team really is lacking to me, is somebody to take control of the team.
Right.
And do what's right. You know, you watch that Jordan documentary, and he was on everybody and pushing them. And so guys knew what the expectation level was.
Now, my memory may be faulty, but then we have a guy who did that last year when he got here.
Yeah.
Jimmy Butler.
He barked at everybody.
And we let him go, and Tobias Harris we capped.
Yeah.
Good thinking. Let's go to Phil in Norristown next. Hi, Phil.
Good morning. How are you?
Phil, what are your thoughts on the head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles getting the virus?
I think it's pretty concerning, especially if you're in Philadelphia like we are, and it's the number one sports, and pretty much everybody thinks about it. So he's a great leader.
Phil, the worst part is that they did everything they could not to get it, and he got it anyway, right? So you say to yourself, what more can you do? They did everything. They took every safeguard. They've got the protocols in. Al, they're getting it around the league, too. It's coming out everywhere.
Yeah.
Somewhere. Like, so I guess because some people are venturing outside of their self-contained area, and they're getting it. I don't know how you're going to stop it, Phil.
So you could probably take something that will work preventatively with, it's called hydroxychloroquine.
Oh, really? Oh, we're back. Oh, dear. Al, do me a favor.
Let's
take this one from
that.
Here.
Yeah.
Because I haven't done well with hydroxychloroquine.
Wear a mask.
What's that?
You can wear a mask.
And wash
your hands. No, he said he used that. Whenever I do that, I get 20 emails. Al, take the hydroxychloroquine.
Take it?
No. Just
oh
take,
yeah. Well, I mean, you tell me I should take it anyway, just not to get it.
Yeah, Al. So here's the deal. You can use good hygiene and preventative maneuvers like wearing the mask and staying physical distancing. But if you want to go the next step, you probably want to do something preventatively. And an ounce of prevention is a pound of cure. So. If you're going to go out and golf, or if you're going to go in elevators, if you're going to be out in public and you're not going to be in the bubble.
So why wouldn't everybody just take it?
Well, that's a bigger question because they restrict the use of it. If you look at the other countries that are actually not restricting the use of it, you can actually get some good data as the number of deaths.
I guess. I don't know. I believe the experts here.
Hey, Phil, where did you go to medical school?
I went to medical school in Pennsylvania.
Oh, you did? Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Are you a doctor, Phil?
Yes, I'm a physician, yes.
Oh, dear. Now, this does give that a whole new sense.
Do you not remember anything about...
I don't remember
anything. He calls
anything,
us every day.
Phil calls frequently.
Oh, he's the anesthesiologist.
Yes.
All right, Phil, and you believe in the hydroxychloroquine?
I do.
Wow. Good job. I don't know, Phil. All I know is this. What you initially said, I'm positive, is true. Until there is some way to cure it, a vaccine, we're going to need something in here. Whether it's that drug, I am in no position. I'm merely a sports talk show host. Not really that knowledgeable even in my areas. All right, Phil, give me a word to describe Brett Brown.
Nice. He's very nice.
Yes.
He is nice. That is true. He's a very nice
guy. No
one's
going to argue that. He is nice. Wow. Al. I've had some brutal stuff on emails from that thing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that thing is like a landmine.
Yeah, yeah.
That thing will blow up in your face
every
day. I stay away from that.
Yeah, I don't. I have no idea where it'll work. I'll say this. They need to find something. And I still believe it's going to be sooner rather than later.
Yeah.
And the question will be, if it doesn't, if it isn't locked solid, not 100% cure.
Will you take
it? Says 60 or 70% cure. Will people take it?
People aren't
going to take
it.
Because if they don't take it, the virus continues.
Well, they're not going to take it anyway because they think it'll be a first generation. It'll be a flying pig, and you'll get something. Because there are already anti-vaxxers that are saying they ain't going to take it.
They're already saying that.
Oh, yeah. We're in for the long haul.
We're
in this for the long haul.
Thanks for stopping.
I'm more worried. Like, with what's going on with baseball, I look at this with the coach, and I'm thinking, what is the NFL? See, what... I think what they do with this coach, with Peterson right now, is really important for the NFL. Because if they're saying 14 days or whatever, that's a long time.
Yeah.
Baseball didn't say 14 days.
It says, I was reading in one of the things, 10 days must pass since first positive test, or 5 days must pass since he initially tested positive. I'm like, okay, I'm confused.
I mean, that's what I mean. And you know.
I'm thinking 2 weeks. If it's less than that, it's not going to look good.
Well, yeah, but if you can't play a game then.
Unless it's false positive. Yeah. I don't know. What do I know? And all I could tell you is this, all right? This thing is driving me crazy.
Yeah.
I just want to watch some sports.
Well, you're watching sports. Yeah.
Sitting down to watch the Sixers, I love that. Yeah. I loved yesterday. I watched that whole Flyers game out.
Yes.
I loved it.
It's a great game.
I need that. Phillies are playing tonight in New York Yankee Stadium.
Yeah, Arrieta against Judge.
Oh, God. My
Boom.
God, he's on fire.
215.
215-592-9494.
You know, we've hit a period of the show you could tell us kind of down. Fortunately, we have a human pick-me-up up on the other side. Our own John Johnson.
That ought
to help.
He's very positive.
Oh, my God. He's a motivational speaker is what he is.
Yeah.
WIP Sports Type 768.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.